AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
R&B money! We up! Take Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B. We are rolling.
We got
it. Welcome to the R&B Money Podcast. I am Tank. This is Mr. Jay Valentine. We are your authorities on R&B. And in the building.
You see what we got. Here. You see
in
what
the
we got.
Building.
Yeah.
Long time family member.
Yeah.
Oh, royalty. R&B royalty. Huh.
Independent royalty.
Independent royalty. Constituent.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. Embellishes.
We're in the house.
Yeah,
we're in the house.
Easy.
Manual clap.
Easy.
Manual clap.
Press no buttons around here.
Manual clap.
We do our own clap. Fuck that. Man, thank you for being in the building, bro. I mean, you know, we do this on a regular, you family. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we wanted to get it on the cameras.
Sometimes you got the documents.
Get it on the cameras.
Yeah. Sometimes you got the documents.
And we about flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We're about flowers and the celebration of our guys, man. You know what I'm saying? We never wanted to ever go down without you knowing that we appreciate you 100%. You know what I'm saying? As a musical entity, as a father, as a man, as a brother, and whatever you ever need from us goes without saying. It is what it is. All right.
Thank you.
Off the sentimental shit. Yeah. Into the
y'all
real
heard
shit.
That. Yeah, into the real shit.
You're going to call us
tomorrow. Hey,
look here. So I always like to say, people ask me, how do I feel about the state of R&B?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big question.
Mm-hmm.
Very big question.
And
It's a layered question.
It's a layered question.
It's a layered question.
And I'm kind of biased to people creating R&B, regardless of the stance or position it may have in mainstream.
Yeah.
I still hear very incredible R&B music being made by a lot of dope artists, mainly yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you keep
You got a new project
going.
Every couple months. And you, like,
with new artwork. Yeah. He's a new guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
New character.
Yeah.
Like, he's on some Madonna shit.
He might be on some
spaceship. And niggas, I'm on spaceship. I said, okay, he about to take off.
He's about to take off. T-minus 10.
So what is your take in terms of where you feel R&B is and how do you feel about your place in R&B?
Man, I think R&B is definitely in a great place as far as the people and the consumers yearning for it. You know, I think it's desired. I think once there's a great R&B song, we all go listen. I think we all supported it, especially, you know, a lot of the, you know, artists like her, Daniel Caesar, you know, like the people, you know, a lot of people that Tunji be rocking with, it's like they all just like, yeah. That's R&B. You know what I mean? They're going crazy over there consistently. So, you know, I feel like that's dope. But as far as when you say that word, layers, I put myself in a different bracket, you know? So when I think about me, Eric Bellinger, the artist, I'm not only thinking the artist.
Right.
I'm thinking the songwriter.
Of course.
I'm thinking the producer. I'm thinking the engineer. I'm thinking the musician. I'm thinking the performer. I'm thinking the entertainer. I'm thinking the marketing guy. You know, that's hands-on
with
the
marketing. Hey, listen, man, you got the Silver Surfer today.
You got the Silver Surfer.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's a part of it all.
I mean, oh, he's a platinum.
Oh, yeah.
He's a double platinum surfer.
Oh, the double. Speaking of...
We need to drink to that.
And I want to put another ice because I want to be on chill.
Hey, man,
this is too easy.
It's too easy.
Shout out to the double platinum.
Double platinum. Let me get two ice cubes. Damn it. Shit. Hey, I just want to say, you know, I'm a humble guy. And I think when you remain and when you are that person.
You all right?
I think a lot of people will just leave you be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I was never after the attention too crazy. Like, I didn't go for it. Just always went for new music. I always just went to the studio. I just always made another album, another song. And I think with the freedom to release, Neiman knew, like, yo, if we keep releasing like crazy, it's just going to add up to streams, to fans,
more money, more people. More everything.
Yeah. More everything. So I'm like, each year he has the, you know, the plan.
Yeah.
Shout out to Neem.
Family.
Yeah. He got the plan mapped out.
We stick together.
Come on now.
We stick together. It's my dog.
That's the dog. We in the gym together. That's the dog.
We in the gym together.
You know what I'm saying?
And we might shoot up some shit together. That's my nigga, man.
Don't fool you. You feel me? So I think he just knew, you know, he's money guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yo, if we do this, that, and, you know, it enabled me to just make music like crazy with the infrastructure in place of, we release 4 albums a year minimum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got the songs. So we made it more so about the music, more over the popularity. You know what I mean? And that popularity in itself is going to get you a lot of streams, too, if you go for just that, you feel me? But I didn't have that desire. I've tried a few things, you know, of, you know, speaking on issues that might have happened in my life to where now I'm the talk of the town. Now we viral. Now we, you know, on Shade Room and now we doing Breakfast Club interviews, you know, and all that stuff comes because I got this little issue with old boy. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, since you mentioned it, because
issue.
Obviously this show isn't about that, right? We don't delve into that, but I would like to know your stance and why you kind of jumped out there as a person who really don't. That's not your thing.
That's what I'm saying.
You've never been that type of person, but people have to understand when you're building a brand, right? Which you guys have been building for a while, and it's something that we've witnessed and something that we've applauded.
Yeah.
And definitely been by y'all's side as far as just rooting for y'all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So to watch y'all build that up. And so when I saw that, I saw, you know, everybody saw the little, you know, the talk and the social media thing. And I had a bit of an understanding of it, but I never like you know us. We don't get in nobody's business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody handles their business. We're all grown men. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Other than if we can step in and say, hey, man, was it that serious? Or maybe it shouldn't go there. But any other type of things, we don't hype none of them. That's not what we about. But I think the people should know where you were as far as mentally, like, when it all went down and how it went down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because as we build these brands, like you were telling me off camera, you're like, bro, it's the same thing, you know, somebody singing R&B Money. Right?
Yeah. Nigga, know that's me. Right. Know that's, he know
you
what that is.
Know that's who we have.
That's what I was on. You know what I mean? That's why I was like, all right. All I really did was respond, made a video. Yo, man, y'all think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He taking my John. I play, this gonna be your favorite song. Then I play mine. This gonna be your favorite song. Of course, everybody like, yo.
Right.
You know, we know that's your thing. Like, okay, cool. Hey, I'm just saying, like, yo, that's my thing. I just want to let you know, in case you didn't know, that's my brand.
Right.
I've been working on this. I've been building it. I got it tatted all over me. I'm iced out. You feel me? And
so y'all
I'm just putting
other,
it down.
But y'all knew,
I'm just
y'all
letting
knew
that
other.
Be known.
Y'all knew each other. It wasn't like some random...
Yeah. It was. We've been working before. We got a song together called Don't Look Down. I say this going to be your favorite song on that. We're on the song together. So it's not a guess.
So whoops. So
once he said it, like I said, it wasn't no big thing. I just made a video laughing. Like, yo, man, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, but was he trying to pay homage or was he trying to...
No, because listen, next, after I did that, his album comes out and he disses me on his album.
No.
Oh, yeah, dissed. I didn't know that part.
No.
Yeah.
Saying what?
This gonna be your favorite song, except for when I say it, it's really the people's favorite song. He try to flex on me in the I-8. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, he's saying everything.
No.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't tell me that.
Come on. So he did it on his album. I'm like, yo, oh, okay. I took the same beat, wrote a response. It was called Yikes.
I remember Yikes.
And that was it. That was it. That was one and two. He said his piece. I said my piece, and then boom, that's what I'm saying. Like, now everybody on the interview. But what about the hit I just dropped? What about that album? Like, bro, Drive-By just went gold. Y'all don't want to talk? No? It's crazy. Damn. What about the single? Oh, I don't want her. We good. We top 40, independent. Who else doing that? I don't know. I'll wait. But y'all don't want to talk. It's crazy.
So did you feel like
it's crazy.
You kind of come to a crossroads, right? Mm-hmm. Of
this shit is good.
Which way do I go with this shit? Do I become the viral nigga moving with beef, mm-hmm. or just keep dropping these records?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Because I seen it instantly. I was like, whoa.
It wasn't that serious for you either.
I was like, whoa, was this is crazy. It wasn't. I think once I said it and said my piece, I was good because I think everybody knew. Yeah. And I think he didn't respond. And I think that the validation that I was getting from people on his head that he wasn't responding, it was enough. Because it was like, yeah, he ain't saying nothing. He's quiet.
Yeah.
He's very quiet.
You probably put some heat on his beat.
It was big heat. It was three verses. Video. Threw his album. Yeah. I got his album. I like, put his album in a burial.
Oh, you had
a
full funeral
for his album.
You had a full compliment.
Are you
wild?
Yeah,
How did I miss this?
Yeah, and he didn't say nothing. So a lot of people was like, you know.
Well, you home team, so, I mean.
You feel me? It was like, yo, my man got fried. You know? And I think he, you know, with him not responding, it was just like, it's like, damn, that's what he do. He just don't say nothing. He just goes away and just be quiet. And right now, we in a place where it's like, I don't even want to address the issue because this is like, nah, I can't even say nothing. But it's like.
But it's, I mean, you get that out your system and you get back to work and I think that just proves that, like, hard work beats any and everything.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you walk in
even
here,
talent.
Even talent.
Right.
Even talent. Like, you walk in here today fresh off of two, you know, double platinum plaques just showing up at the house. Like,
Oh.
Surprise.
Surprise. Like, imagine...
We were good at platinum.
Like, imagine... Imagine just doing the work.
Right.
Amen.
Because it's nice. It's like, it's like first they're sweet, then they're sour.
It's,
you know,
nice,
what I mean?
Here.
Oh, fuck,
and the work talking back to you.
Yeah. The work without, talking back.
Without you, you know how they have those memes, and it says, and right here it says no one, and then it says I am you, and yeah. then you have a double platinum yeah, record. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. You ain't asked no questions. You ain't saying nothing.
That's
why
I'm just like, man, I'm gonna just keep being just quiet keep, and keep doing working. My thing. You, but if you left. Don't stand for something at the same time, absolutely. You'll fall for anything. So it must be known, like, yeah, this is my brand. Like, yo, I don't know what you on. And then once he came at me, it was like, yo, people didn't even know that because the this record was just Dylon. 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 You know what I'm saying? They didn't make it. They didn't make it back to the song.
He crazy.
He didn't make it.
This nigga right there.
I'm glad you chose the route, right?
Yeah.
Like, listen, as like you said, as men, we mm-hmm. gotta speak up and we gotta stand up for whatever that is that yeah. you know that we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have taken that and ran with it
for
and
sure.
really altered what you're known for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the music.
Yeah. And,
right?
Yeah, I was so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Even in that.
Yeah.
Even standing for my truth.
Yeah.
I think just that sense of confrontation is just not what my aura, like...
It's not even...
It's not me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I felt the dark cloud of, yeah, is he gonna say something? Yeah, is he gonna say something? Okay, now, boom. Now he on the phone with Neem. Now Neem, don't get Neem hot. Neem starts saying what he's saying. Now he got a problem with Neem. Now Neem is on a phone with his big homie. Now Neem big homie is on the phone with his big homie. It got crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because in the song, I'm talking about blood on the shirt and everything, but it's like, yo, it's a song. Like, your mother showed you, me. You know what I mean? Right. It's a song. You know, but they was like, yo, we don't feel comfortable, you know. You telling club promoters, you know what I mean? Like, don't book me.
Did you hear me whisper? I said, I would have shot him.
But for real, he was like, yo, it was a song, you know what I mean? After that, it was like, nah, man, we was just chilling. It was like, all right.
Okay.
But it was up there. It was like up there. That's why me and him never even spoke. It was like, we really got people and he really got people. You feel me? So it was like, let's go. It was like, okay, what's up? Niggas been waiting on the call. Niggas been waiting on the call for me or me.
Yeah,
it's like, and it's same for him. I'm sure. I mean, I don't know.
Is I'm old school.
Yeah.
What happens at that point is you say, hey man, how about me and you just meet somewhere?
Bro.
Real quiet.
And go to the back.
Bro.
Go to the back.
When I tell you, I was like, damn, like I didn't even know. Neem was like, yeah, man, I just got out. I'm like, what? I thought it was over.
Yeah.
Nah, it ain't over.
If it ain't over, if we really got an issue,
mm-hmm.
me and you, let's kill all the outside.
Yeah, because even now, of course, I mean, but I just left it alone. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
Just left it alone.
So now we're out of that. We're on the double platinum.
Hello.
You keep putting out fucking albums.
Yeah.
I can't even keep up.
Listen,
I don't even know what to post.
We got Eric B for President 3.
I don't even know what to post.
We got Eric B for President
3. I'm like, am I late? Am I early?
You're
shit.
You're always on time.
The funny shit is, Tank, that was the first thing that you had some discrepancies about.
Yeah.
The Eric B for President thing.
Oh, yeah.
Some years back.
Eric B. Eric B. came at me like, these youngsters.
He's handled it
a lot
really
of people. I just be like, man, I'm gonna just relax, bro. I'm just keep doing me because I don't want to do
about
that.
The Nicki.
Nicki. Where have I been?
You making hits, baby.
No,
Big B.
Listen, I got real kids, man. I got real kids, nigga. That's not me.
It's crazy.
What did Nicki do?
Nicki tried to tweet. Nicki, I'm like, at me, at least give me some followers, nigga.
What did you do to Nicki?
Eric jumped outside, though.
I did.
No.
I asked permission.
Listen.
I said, can I post? I seen y'all post.
Yeah, post.
Hold up.
Hey, right, cool, jumped out. He jumped outside.
I said, I'm posting.
And listen, you my partner, so I got to keep it funky with you.
I'm posting.
So.
I'm posting.
But, hey, listen. Eric jumped out there early on her record before she jumped out there.
The producers posted it.
The producers posted, but people know me as a songwriter. So they didn't put me as being on the production side. Right. I was never trying to come for any of her publishing, like, yo, I wrote that. I helped on the production and with Coulson, too. So when I posted, people just automatically was like...
He wrote her bars.
They thought I wrote her bars.
Because I ain't gonna lie to you, the first thing I thought was, he wrote her bars.
I didn't even know that.
But Mickey, that's the thing, Mickey, though. Eric wasn't saying...
I wasn't even saying that.
But we all know perception, right? Yeah, we all know perception and what people feel like they know you for. So if they know you for that lethal pen, if you say you're a part of something,
they're gonna think you wrote it.
They're gonna think you wrote it.
But it's hard to think of all of that when you're just excited in the moment and you're a part of it and you don't.
He's like, I got a Nicki play.
I got a Nicki play.
Right.
I got a Nicki play.
That's big.
This got to go in the streets.
I'm hype.
Niggas in the streets got to know.
You know what I'm saying? We posting. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my head. We good? We good? All right, cool.
No lie. This is my own part of I ain't saying no names, right? I remember I two of the homies wrote a song together. Very big record. One of the homies decided that he, and this is before social media, decided that he was going to get an ad out in Billboard congratulating himself for this record.
Hey, man.
Right? To this day.
To this day.
To this day, he is known as the only writer on that song.
No way.
Perception is a motherfucker.
Exactly.
You're talking about.
And he jumped out there and said, listen, which he wasn't wrong because he is
the
writer.
He is a writer on
the
song.
He is a writer on the song. He just failed to mention it was a co-writer.
That's not his job to promote him.
It's not his job to promote nobody else. It's not his job. Listen.
Your job is to
promote. And he followed it up, too, though.
Hey, man.
Listen. And he followed it up.
But y'all know. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know.
Hey, when I say he followed it up.
Right.
He followed it up.
But when you jump out there, sometimes, you know what I mean? You just...
Yeah. Ever since then, I've been chilling. It's the promotion of it. I ain't even going to say nothing no more. Like, the song is out.
Are we going to post that we wrote the song?
I'm not a ghostwriter.
Here's also what happens, too, though, is that sometimes the people on the other side will allow the mob to influence them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so once the mob gets on it, and they recreate the narrative, by the time it gets to that person, they're answering to something totally different. That's not even how this started. Like, it's like the barbershop. By the time it leaves the barbershop...
That's why I don't go to the barbershop.
By the time it gets to the barbershop, and nine haircuts didn't happen.
Right.
By the time it leaves the barbershop...
That story is...
Shout out to Vince... For the private haircuts, man. I don't go to the barbershop, man.
Shout out to my brother too, man. I ain't gonna tell everybody who my brother is.
Listen, I got Big Drew.
My barber already full.
Yeah, we don't need nobody else asking for the cue card.
My barber already full.
Wait, your barber be telling you no?
No.
Okay, I'm about to say then, baby. Shout him out to you. Because my barber don't tell me no, man. He full with the Valentine, man.
Hey, pulling up. My dude pulling up. I just left. What's up, Drew?
I mean, Julian is a guy.
There we go. We got Gubbies out.
Julian is a guy.
Shout him out, man.
We got Gubbies out.
Julian is a guy. House of NoHo. Get your membership. House of NoHo.
It's not a pull-up.
But you better keep a slot open for a player.
Yeah, it's appointment only.
Okay, it's appointment only. Listen, here's what I did. Because I like to support my brothers in their black businesses.
Yeah, hey, I be seeing you, too. Can I get a real handshake for that? Because
I support my brothers in my black businesses.
New artists, everything. Tank gon' let it know.
He has a membership-based thing that he does, which is really, really dope for people who want to get their haircuts. Mm-hmm. They just become members, and the haircuts are discounted. You know what I'm saying? You're on a revolving thing. It's really, really dope.
Nice.
And so he'd always tell me, I'd always call him. I've been knowing him for like 20 years, 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
My bro. I'm like, I'll always call him and say, what you got, baby?
Right, right.
Get me in there around 12.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's like, man... He said, cool, I got you. He said, next time, just go to the site and just see, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay.
Oh, you do the site?
But what he's trying to do. He's trying to organize his business and cut down on the phone calls he has to take so that he can do his business.
And listen, that makes a lot of sense.
I do not like
that. Makes a lot of sense.
When the barber get on the phone.
You feel what I'm saying? Makes,
okay, hold on.
He on the phone.
Okay, one time.
I told that nigga, hold on.
Hey, respect, Julian.
So I said, you know what I did last time?
I fired plenty of barbers in my lifetime over there.
He's had this business model for maybe like a year. And I was like, you know what? One day I was getting ready to call him. This was like maybe 2 weeks ago. I was ready to call him. I said, you know what? I'm gonna go to his site.
Just 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. It took me time.
It's never too late.
Listen, that's what I said.
It took me some time. And so I went to his site and I picked a time for my haircut.
There you go.
And I put my name
in the email.
I felt really good about supporting his business the entire way. I might even get a membership.
Oh, that's hard.
Because I mean he's really winning. The way I'm doing it, I just pay him every time. I pay him full price every time.
Which is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily need the membership from me because I go every 2 weeks faithfully. But it's his business.
Right. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
So I support his business.
I like
support
that.
These black businesses.
I like
right
that. I like that.
Bellinger.
Absolutely.
He has
poor Eric Bellinger.
Yeah. And he has kids he's got to feed.
I got kids I got to feed.
Two, right? How?
Two kids. One, Easy is one. Eli Easy. Is five. You got Eli and Easy.
Eli and Easy.
Two boys?
Two boys.
Hey, you a legend for that, man.
Nice.
I'm out.
You out? You better get out.
Huh?
Pew. Usain.
And, yeah. and you're really fast in real life.
Yeah. Pew.
You better get out of there.
I'm out of there, man, because I'm good. Like, you know, like, we just going to vibe out.
You don't need the girl for one time?
No, nah.
Okay, all right.
I'm good. I got wifey.
It's something me. About that little girl, man.
I know that'll break you. I'm cool. I'm cool. Because I know.
Hold up. So.
they ain't break me, but they little homies. Like,
they're homies. They're homies. Yeah,
like, right now, he was like, Daddy, please don't go. Man. I hate it when you leave. I said, I know, man.
Shut up, player.
Nigga.
Stiff on it.
You stiff on him and close the car door. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see him. What's up, dog? You know, like, yeah you just want me there.
So, look.
And I want to be there, but so, I got to make this R&B money.
So. I know your wife paused all of that.
Right. Yeah, we all family. Yep.
He knows my wife.
Mm-hmm.
What do you go through
mm-hmm.
in terms of being who you are for the people?
An R&B singer.
An R&B singer.
Where there are women in mm-hmm. the audience
mm-hmm.
Thronging.
But see, y'all situations are a little different too because y'all marry women who were in the industry, right?
But that's what I'm saying,
right?
Though.
Okay, yeah.
So that's
okay.
why our
okay.
parallel
yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay.
is the same.
Yeah, it's a good
and I'm just
saying,
like,
it's a good let's give the people a little context, though.
So both of our wives in the business.
Yeah.
My wife, professional dancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She thinks she can sing. Tone deaf, it's fine. It's fine. She loves the art.
You're stupid.
She respects the art. Okay, she's stupid of the art. Touring all over the world.
Slash designer.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, all that the beauty and all that stuff came later.
Music
but from a music standpoint.
Oh, music,
and
music.
And your wife, singer, songwriter,
actress.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they understand a little different.
They kind of understand.
Not a kind of, but it depends on what you give, I feel like. I feel like I give her more than enough of, like, this is what I'm on, this is where I'm going, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm, you know what I mean? I just think that way. If she knows, she's chilling. And that way, I'm chilling. For real.
So,
in real life.
So it's chill for you. Are you telling
it's
me?
Chill. It's real chill. It's real chill. It's like, yo, we got the studio, we got the house. I'm either at the house or I'm at the studio. And if I'm not at the studio, I only want to be home.
Okay, question for you.
Yeah.
Is your location being shared with your wife?
It's not. The location is not being shared. Has she asked? No. If she did, would I? Yeah, for sure.
You'd have no problem sharing your location with your wife.
Absolutely. 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 She knows where I'm at.
Right.
I tell her where I'm going. She already knows without me sending her the location. Now it's just a matter of trust.
Because my location is being shared.
Okay. Yeah. And
I don't have a choice.
But
it's just what this is. Okay. can you help me?
Look, I think
I need somebody.
But look, Even during quarantine? It should be off during quarantine. We in isolation.
Can somebody help me?
I think we good right now. He's in the back.
I'm going through it.
He's in the man cave.
That's a lot.
Or at the curb.
I just...
I believe you. You look like a good guy.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what my wife is. Let me tell you how crazy my wife is.
Oh, fuck.
And I
put this in my stand-up. Let me tell you how crazy my wife is. We in the bed. Butt-ass naked.
Bucky.
Or at least I'm Bucky.
Bucky.
I stay Bucky. I stay ready. You know what I'm saying? Just in case a nigga roll over.
Just in case.
Just in ready? And roll over.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
You ready?
You understand? You need that Subway. So.
No!
It is 1:30 in the morning.
Okay.
We are both dozing off.
Ding.
Let me tell you how crazy
my
wife is.
I thought that was a song.
Okay. And it's small. But Jay will get it. I get
pause. What?
Oh, yes.
Smile, Jay.
What the fuck?
Hey, man.
I'm sorry.
Let me out the car, nigga.
Yo, let me out. Let me out. Yo, that's comedy. Hey, listen.
Car, bro.
That was ridiculous, bro.
Hey, that was... It was a violation. It was a violation.
Fuck this shit. I'm like,
hey, man, I'll take this mic off, dog.
It's small. Short shriveled into the left.
Hey, man.
Hey, relax all your right songwriter shit. Okay?
But how did you even catch that? I didn't even catch that. I was like, what are you talking about?
Ooh. Anyway, let me explain this without any pause moments.
No.
I'm in the bed butt-ass naked with my wife.
Booty butt.
She's in whatever she wears to go to bed. We're dozing off. Nigga, this is how cynical my wife is. I get up out of the bed. As soon as I get up, she says, where you going?
Nigga can't go to the bathroom.
Can I hit the porcelain?
I was like, at that point, I wanted to ask her, well, what are my options right now? What? I'm butt-ass naked.
Hey, man.
It's 1:30 in the morning.
At least.
At least.
Bare minimum.
At least bare minimum. I'm falling asleep. I'm tired as a motherfucker.
This sound like the Green Mile.
What are my options? In your mind,
yeah.
What are my options right now?
A bathroom.
Where do you think I'm going?
Shit.
Bathroom. I don't have nothing else.
Nigga number one and number two.
Number one and number two?
My location is up. That's all I'm saying. Like, this is a whole other thing I'm going through, man. You got to pray for me, man.
All right, I'm going to pray.
You got to pray
Church,
for me.
Church, I'm going to pray.
But I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Your new life have a... Because a lot of times, too, what can happen in marriages where you have two talented people is that the competition level can become too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wife needs time to do what she needs to do.
Yeah.
And then the husband needs time to do what he needs to do.
Mm, yeah.
And then I've been part of an imbalance where what I do actually takes care of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what you do, although it is a passion, you know what I'm saying? We have to figure out the balance in the necessity of time that it's going to take for you to do what you need to do,
mm-hmm.
so I can get back to what I do
right.
that actually provides for all
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. so for me, I had to get to a space where I was like, okay, let me be more considerate
yeah.
of what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though this is...
Yeah, for the sake of...
What I do...
Yours mental.
Exactly.
Because when you... I noticed, too, when I'm at home... I don't know how much you would be white, like just you and the kids. Mm-hmm. But when it just be me and the kids, I'd be like, this is so much. It's so much.
Really?
Yes. Well, I got a 1-year-old.
Yeah, you got a baby.
It's different.
You got a 1 and a 5.
And a 5. So he's at that point where he's,
so you got
he's
a 5.
Trying to figure everything out.
Listen, these new 5
a lot of questions.
I got a 5.
A lot of questions. We got a 1-year-old.
We all have 5.
You know what? Diapers. Take this motherfucker drink to the 5-year-old.
Damn.
5-year-old.
It's different. I got that.
Nigga,
yeah,
shit.
It's different. It's different.
These 5 years.
It's different. And I'm worried about the kindergarten. He in school. He back in kindergarten. He already.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes home, it's always something new. You know, when they're around us, I think it's a different version than when they're actually with their friends.
Oh, completely.
Oh, for sure. Nigga, do you not remember when you would get around the homies?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
When you've been around your parents, you're like, yes, ma'am. No, sir. And then soon,
man,
soon,
fuck,
gotta, man,
I'm a real nigga.
Nah, they different.
Different.
Super different.
They different.
I've been, so I've had to observe myself.
I think I seen my daughter roll her eyes at somebody one day, nigga. She didn't think I was looking.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, I'm just, I'll be like, yo, y'all do so much. Like, all right, cool. We got to figure this situation out. Like, we was talking about the nanny earlier.
Yeah.
That nanny. It's like, we got a nanny, and from hours to hours, but what about the other hours?
But okay, so, okay, like, let's have that conversation.
We need help,
but
let's have this conversation, though, right? Because they still here.
You from Compton. You from Compton.
They still here.
You from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I'm from the Bay.
Uh-huh.
I had never heard of a nanny.
I had never heard of a nanny.
Listen.
Had you heard of a nanny?
Nah, we didn't have one. I was with mom.
I had never heard of a nanny.
I was with my mom.
Nigga, that was a very tricky situation for me, right?
Yeah.
Because I just didn't believe in it.
Right.
I couldn't subscribe to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially
and,
early.
But then I had to have, like, but then I
they
had
learned
to
the
have
most
understanding. Mm-hmm. Right? I did. I had to have understanding of the place that, you know, the space that the nanny occupied as far as helping with the new mother and, you know, and just making her job easier and giving her some breaks, right?
Yeah.
But I just, bro, I couldn't get with it.
Yeah.
I couldn't, personally.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get with it. I just, you know, I mean, I'm asking two other brothers who come from same type of environments who have, you know, we've moved into this space now where we have access to these extra things.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all feel about it?
Listen.
I wasn't rolling.
I feel
here's
great.
My example. Here's my example.
You can write about it? Okay, cool.
Here's my example. I think, of course, things have changed. The buildings and the mindsets of all of us, you know what I'm saying? The generations, they change, they evolve, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mama took my sister to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 3, 4 in the morning. Got back in time to get me ready, get me off to school.
Did she have a vehicle?
All on the city bus.
What?
With a broken leg.
What? Superhero.
That's what I come from.
Superhero.
Yeah, the times are different.
So it's times just
right.
It's different. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with you having a wife in the business, me having a wife in business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I looked at my wife and said, I'm getting you a nanny.
Yeah.
Because we gonna hurt each other.
Yeah.
If we don't get some help, I'm all for it. When you start talking about the mental,
because now
start trying to figure out ways to relieve stress so that
if you're a person that wants that. The woman gotta wanna be a boss too. Okay, like, hold on. Cause some people might just chill and let you go and be. You feel me? And some people like, nah, I need to get my own.
It was the nanny though to also show y'all I could get some buns.
Damn right.
Okay.
Oh, with the
buns. All right, cool.
Because I needed her to.
More available time.
No, not for me.
I need a date.
Not for me.
Listen.
I guess we have her, but she mainly does daytime.
Evie, I need a date night. I need to be.
But yeah, we don't. See, that's the thing. We don't always use her for the day.
I needed somebody to be on standby for nighttime, and I needed the full daytime so that she could be well-rested, have enough help, so when the nighttime came, which was my time, you know what I'm saying, she'd have some energy left for a real one. You know what I'm saying?
For real, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Because when Big Dog walk in,
hello.
You understand what I'm saying?
Hello.
When Big Daddy get home, you know what I'm saying?
Teddy Pendergrass voice.
He need a certain amount of service.
Certain.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's certain.
You
know the big piece of chicken.
Yeah, the big piece of chicken.
Nah, that is
that falling asleep on me getting tired. That's getting tired. That's a double entendre.
That falling asleep on me getting tired.
Missed the bar.
I was responding to the first half and caught the ladder. And missed the ladder.
So, for me, you know, in dealing with knowing the temperament of my woman and what she's capable of in terms of what she can endure in a 24 hours, we need help.
Yeah, no,
so that's what I came to say. Because I was telling my mom, I was like, yeah, we got the nanny over here. She said, you got a what?
That's mad, said, though.
Nanny, mom. Yeah. She said.
Nah.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yes. All right. Okay. Okay.
If that's how you rock it.
That's mad. And it's new for me, too. You know? I'm like, oh, yeah, that is what we need. But you know? Is... But before that was the situation, I was like...
Do they have any nannies in Compton?
Nah. We wasn't okay. Nannied up. This is
a, where you at now?
This is
where
a valley thing.
You know what? Don't even tell me that. Sorry about that.
We're in a valley.
What is... Love the family. Love what's going on with the family. I know you're still keeping it moving. You either just dropped a new project because I saw the spaceship. I said,
I'm starting to
I've turned my musical career into a revolving passion project.
Right.
Mm.
I've done everything.
I like that.
I'm done.
I like that.
I'm done.
What's left?
I put out 30.
30. Oh, here we go.
Oh, niggas want to X me 30. Out the conversation. Y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead and ask
20 plus 10. Yeah, it's number 30. That's why I was like, I'm going to still keep going. And I still have three, four albums that's like done. It's like they're going to come out in the timeline of my career. They're already done. The new albums are done. The albums is out. Yeah. Wow. And now I'm working on artists. I'm signing artists. I just signed my first artist. So I'm about to go crazy with her.
Is that the next frontier in terms of the evolution of Eric Bellinger?
Easy Gordy.
You've been an
executive.
Easy Gordy.
Yeah. That's it. I'm about to go into
Easy Gordy.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think with that, I'm also still putting out my music just because I have it. It's like, it's just, you know, I've had the freedom to release anytime. And I go to the studio. I have a studio. Yeah. I engineer myself. It's like I have a limited amount of songs, you know, so we put them all out. It's like it's really 29 albums. And I really feel like if you don't got what you need from Eric Bellinger in those 29, I didn't do my job.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, so, yeah.
You said Eric B for president number 30.
It's number 30.
Come on, man. Come on. Shit. I don't know no niggas with 30
albums. I don't know nobody.
Not, definitely not no R&B niggas.
I don't know. I'm disappointed in myself.
Nah, you've been dropping. I seen you
get to work, motherfucker.
I seen you from time. Look,
shit.
We put out, and they all right there. Anybody go to the Instagram, go there's a highlight that says all albums. I've been making so much music and releasing so much music that I feel like now I'm like, it's just fun now.
Yeah.
I don't look at it like nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, what can we do? A spaceship? I'm only doing, that's what I mean, passion. It's a revolving passion project. I'm only doing what I want to do.
What can we do? A spaceship?
Yeah, I'm like, look at my shirt. I wore this because I wanted to wear this.
Because
we doing an R&B podcast. I should have came in a damn button up with my chest out.
Because once you...
I should have.
He just took a shot at you. He just took a shot.
No, I should have.
He just took a shot at you.
Because that's what R&B niggas do.
I'm close.
That's what R&B niggas do.
Here's the thing, though.
And I came in a hoodie because I wanted this message to be on. I'm on some other shit.
If you once you take the stress...
Yeah.
Out of making music.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes
fun.
And then you can be ultimately
cool. Well, can you niggas help me take the stress out of you? To make some music.
I'm tired of people banging on me on social media.
Your stress is that you overthink it.
Can't think it.
You can't think.
Listen, the same thing he accused me of. That's what he does.
And he got it. It's like, yo, just do what you like.
He sent Zaytoven to the studio to scold me for overthinking. And this nigga overthinks everything.
Hey, listen, because when you are in the position of, hey, this is what you should do, you know, like, yo, I know what's going to go.
Yeah.
For you, I see it, and trust me. But when it's for yourself, it's a little tougher.
Here's my take on
when you're not sure, especially the way you are, because you're probably so scarred. You came with the shit 20 years ago, 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like the shit though. You know what I mean? Once you was like, damn, I'm ahead of my time, low key. You chilled, and I think that messed with you and your confidence or something, because you got
it. Always goddamn confidence. Bro.
I'm like, you've been killing them. Maybe that. I'm trying to figure out the issue now. I'm trying to doctor.
Here's what I say. Here's what I say about us.
Yeah.
Here's what I say about us. And no disrespect to people putting music out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at 30%,
mm-hmm.
we better than that.
Yeah.
We're better than all of that.
At 30.
At 30%. Not even at 100%.
That's what I'm
at
saying. 30%. And I believe
we're
that.
We're better. We're better than all that.
I believe it.
Shit that's trying.
Yeah. And shit that they putting the bread in behind and making it go number one.
So to overthink it,
mm-hmm.
if you fuck with it,
it's hard.
Don't matter.
Because the thing is, our standard is already up here.
Bro, look at what you've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Look at who you've worked with.
Yeah.
Look at what you've done.
You know it's hard. Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about?
Fair enough.
That's why I don't talk to nobody. been in my lane. I've been in my lane like, fam, this is hard.
Come on, man.
And the bell ringers, they love it.
Right.
That's what I'm here
for. That's a very important thing that you just said. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to find an audience to make the music for.
That's it.
And everybody else is icing on the top. Right?
Icing on the top.
Because if you can supply the demand.
For what?
They'll take care of you.
Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They'll take care of you. I've been to your concert. I had a good time.
We rolling.
I danced.
That's what I'm saying.
I danced.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm making like, it for them. Because look at them over there.
And it's known,
I could worry
it's
about
known
them.
That I'm the king of uninviting myself to the invited
thing. Hey,
what's
up, E?
You know what
Listen,
I'm saying?
Like, I'm glad.
I'm the king of
I'm glad. That's what he's when they were saying
it's a great family Eric Bellinger show.
We really do this. You know, that's why it's like it's a dope thing. Because it's like, yeah, bro.
It's an experience.
This is like the people that don't know, they just don't know.
Right.
But we got such a lane that it's like, man, if I just keep watering this lane, you know, people gonna just be looking. I'd rather the people look and see what we doing over here than me being like, damn, how can we get them listeners? Mm-hmm. Fuck them listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm rolling here. We the cool kids.
Right.
We the cool kids.
At this point, I'm just making the music I want to make.
That's it. That's what I mean. Like, I've checked
I'm
out.
I'm not looking at nobody else.
Checked out.
I'm just like, man, what do I want to do now?
And think of it like this. If you can have 1,000 super fans in every city.
That's it.
That sounds consistent.
1,000 super fans.
Super fans sound consistent.
All listen.
Super fans sound consistent. Yeah.
And maybe even every state.
Maybe
just the state.
You touring forever.
50 states.
You touring forever. You touring forever.
Forever.
Who else is doing what you're doing still as long as you've been doing it?
That are going to buy merch.
You know, I know.
That are going
to answer. It's rhetorical.
And are going to buy show tickets.
Right.
And meet and greets. Because listen, the meet and greet is coming back.
Because you've gained a relationship. How many times do you go to your show and you see people again? Yeah, I remember you. Because it's a family. Like, hey, you back? Okay. Yeah, they know you.
I have these young...
You know them and they know you. It's a family.
I have these young ladies that are called... Tank soldiers.
Come on.
Shout out to the tank soldiers. And the bell ringers.
The bell ringers. This is
the tank show.
It's a monster.
I got tank soldiers. Let me sip.
Yeah.
And off of Instagram, I've been creating the savages.
Okay.
I got some young ladies that come in my life.
And they got
that will bite your motherfucking
head. Wait a minute. But that's how you know. That's how you know what your fan base is. You get on live and you talk to them. Because them is the people that's coming. They want to see you live. They want what you talking about.
Jay needs to just kill them with the savages. Sexy ratchet.
Now we know where we at. Now I know who's my family. Now I know who I am.
I will officially make music again if Tank and Eric Bellinger will write these records.
There it is.
Yo.
That easy.
How easy is that?
That easy.
I can sing them.
You heard this.
Hey, he's worth the trouble. Let's get it.
I am still worth the trouble.
You heard it right here on the Harvey Money Podcast. He's back.
Listen, no likes out right now.
John Wick.
We already in the business.
John Wick. You're asking me if I'm back.
Go stream that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm back.
Yeah, period. Period.
Okay, cool. EB, we gotta get you out of here.
All right, hey, man, this is amazing. This is amazing.
We've had you on the, you know, on the other platform, but now you are here in person in the flesh. You are fleshly, okay?
Fleshly.
Jay has a special part of the service.
Okay.
That he would like to get the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, we do a part of the show. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Ooh.
Okay. I did that earlier about me when I wasn't saying no names.
I know. Y'all didn't say, I wanted to
tell you off camera.
I like that. Okay.
It's a story you tell, funny or fucked up.
Okay.
Without using the names and letting people get a little, you know what I mean? Let them get a little inkling of who it may be.
All right, cool.
Without saying their name, though. In your lifetime.
All right. You went through. Let me see. How detailed?
Up to you.
Because you said without saying the name.
Without saying
the
names.
Only thing you can't do is say their names. Funny or fucked up?
Or uplifting.
Shit, nigga, I might be drunk. I just did a hiccup.
He said, hold on, was that a hiccup?
Grown ass man with a hiccup.
It's okay. Jay said, let's drink some cranberry juice, it'll be gone. Let me think. Funny. Artist, celebrity, like interaction?
Whatever.
Oh, in my life.
In your life.
Funny or fucked up?
But somebody they may know.
Or not know.
It's totally
what do they have to do with this?
It don't matter.
Okay.
It's your world.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Your world.
But I can't say their name.
No. That's the best part.
Can't say their name.
Yeah, you can.
They gonna know.
They may know.
They may know, but that's good. That's good.
But they don't know.
But they, yeah.
Jeez. It could be so many.
Take your time.
Take it. Let me see. Don't break it.
My wife be watching all the I ain't saying no names.
Let me see.
It wasn't even my story.
I'm thinking. You got such great stories. I've seen Storytime with Tank. Your stories are great. I'm tuned in the whole time. Like,
Tank Tales.
Yeah, Tank Tales. 3 minutes in. 6 minutes in.
So wrong with you, bro.
Yeah, let me see.
Come on, nigga, what you got?
The story of I Can't Tell. All right, here we go. We in the studio. Mm-hmm. We recording. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get in this with this person. They're a legend, you know? And I like that about myself. I get to work with new cats, get to work with legends, you feel me?
Yeah,
yeah.
I consider this female a legend.
Mm.
So we in the, you know, studio, we working. I'm like, we on. I'm like, all right, you in a booth. You got the words, song's hit, we've all agreed. Okay, and boom, we're cutting. Couple takes in, I'm like, this is sounding good. You know, how you liking everything? Everything is cool. I just don't like that you got the auto-tune on. I'm like, all right. I mean, let's just, what you want to do? Let's take it off. Off? Maybe let's put it to 20, 17. Mm-hmm. Nah, just take it off. Mm. All right, cool. All right, we're going to take it off and go crazy. Now,
go crazy.
Now, these notes are now the notes are nowhere to be found. They're nowhere to be found. I'm like, all right, maybe let's just keep it on a little bit. Nah, I usually do none.
Mm.
What about after? Can we add it after? If we can add it after, we're cool. Nope, not even after. Okay, so Melodyne? Nah, I like to just keep it natural. Like, what you mean? Like, I sound good. Okay. All right.
All these conversations.
Just try to get it. Just listen a little harder because the tune is gone now. So it's just you. No life vest. Here we go. All right, and then I'm cutting. The notes ain't getting hit. Now it's like, do I stop? Is that bad? Do I stop?
Right.
I'm like, maybe we should just stop because I'm not agreeing. And neither is your voice. Neither is the song. It's not sounding good in particular. You know, Five Harveys, JT, that's my music. You know? To be specific.
Nigga turn into Duck. Don't turn into Duck.
JT. JT, that's my music.
I turn this Duck all the time. This is my music. It's my music.
She's like, I don't need it. I sound good. So then, boom, and then we cutting in. You know, I'm in New York. You know, it's like, I'm not here often. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you're in a big city.
Jerry Wendell know who I'm talking
about.
I know no names. But Jerry's a producer.
No names.
He's
no
good.
No names.
Fine. We don't know the artist.
How did the session end?
It got cut and put out.
It came out. Without the tune?
It sounded cool.
Without the tune?
Engineers did his thing.
Okay, so he did touch it.
Yeah.
He had to touch it.
He had it. I don't know if he added that.
What they say in church, touch and agree.
Touch and agree.
Touch and agree.
He touched and agreed on it. He attacked, amen. As Wonder would say.
Amen. I'll ask you off Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Eric Belichick on the R&B Money Podcast.
We're here, baby.
A loved one, a relative.
We're here, baby.
Down for the R&B cause.
Compton's on.
Compton's on.
Your favorite song.
Not LA's on.
Listen.
Compton's on.
This gon' be your favorite song. R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media via at R&B Money Podcast or at The Real Tank or at J Valentine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.